with Simon Marnie.
Well, it was the 100th Archibald Prize, so how fitting that it goes to a portrait of somebody 100 years old. And we're joined on the line this morning with a very happy Guy Warren. And welcome to the weekend show, Guy Warren.
I'm delighted to be here.
People are going to get to know your face very well because it's plastered all over Sydney.
It's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? I mean, I know I'm good looking, but I mean, there is a limit to this sort of thing.
Oh, you can't have too many good looking people.
Can't have too much. I know.
It was a bit unfortunate that Peter Wagner couldn't be in person with you yesterday.
That was lousy luck. He should most certainly have been here. It's been a fantastic couple of days. I mean, it was nothing like this when I won years ago. There have been interviews and photographs and films and God knows what. Peter should have been here. It's a damn good painting. He really's done a great job.
It captures a side of you. A portraiture for me doesn't just depict the person in the image. It tells you something about the person.
Everybody says he's done that. I'm not quite sure how they know that. I think it's a damn good likeness. Whether it captures some inner truth, frankly, I don't know. I don't know what that is. But certainly, everybody seems to love it. I think it's a great painting. It's a very good painting. He's done a series of works of people over 100, apparently.
This was one of a series, and he's captured those, as you mentioned. I wondered what it was like for Peter Wagner, though, given that you're standing both as an artist and the fact that you've dedicated a lot of your life to teaching art as well. It must have been a bit intimidating to do your portrait.
I think Peter's old enough and enough not to let that worry him. No, he's a good professional painter. He's a nice guy and he's done a great job. I'd like to say I could do it as well myself. Maybe I could. I don't know. He's done a great job.
At the tender young age of 95, you said that you, many years ago, had decided that you weren't going to paint the same picture all your life. It might be great for the bank balance, but it's bad for the soul.
I remember saying that. I know some painters who paint the same painting, almost identical painting, year after year after year after year. I don't want to do that. I think that's dead boring. So I want to do something entirely different. Occasionally I do it. I think by now everybody must know my touch by now anyway.
It's an amazing life, but one of the small world factors that you had, you were in London, you'd been recently married, you saw on the BBC a documentary about the New Guinea Highlands, and you rang the BBC to see if you could be put in contact with the person that shot the documentary. Can you remember who that person was?
Of course I do. It was David Attenborough. I didn't know him then. I mean, he was a young, very young David Attenborough. He was my age, I guess. And I wanted to borrow some of the photographs because I'd spent time in New Guinea and I was in the middle of London painting my memories of New Guinea, which is a strange thing to do anyway.
London, you know, it's just like a big park. The New Guinea Highlands capture mystery and primitiveness and all the things that you would have loved.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. Now, I found it difficult to paint London because and I couldn't paint the English landscape. Beautiful as it is, it's like a huge park. And I didn't respond to it, so I started to paint my memories of New Guinea. I'm sorry, my voice sounds a bit cracked.
Well, you've been a bit busy the last 24 hours and talking quite a lot. One of the things I did want to say was that you bought many years ago a place in the rainforest, and for your birthday, your friends did something remarkable. Just tell me that story.
Yeah, well, since my wife died a few years ago, I haven't been using the little hut in the rainforest very much. So it's become a little depressing and depressed and dirty and not cared for and not loved. And a group of our friends, bless their hearts, got together without telling me, went down there, cleaned the place up, tidied everything, cleaned the gutters, cleaned the roof, put new furniture in, swept everything out, put a fire on. It looks absolutely marvellous now. Didn't tell me anything about it at all. Just invited me down there to come and meet them down there one day. And there they all were on the grass, glasses of champagne in their hand, all singing happy birthday. It was one of those lovely things that only very dear friends do.
Guy Warren is with us. And Guy, one of the things that really struck me about that was that it was all done as a surprise. And I said to your son, Paul, what do you give somebody that's had 100 birthdays? Surely they've been given everything.
And what did he say?
He laughed.
Yeah. No, he was one of those who, he didn't, yeah, no, he didn't tell me a word about it, not a whisper.
Well,
not a sound.
Sounds like it's been a pretty good 100th year. I look forward to many more works of art from Guy Warren, and the portrait is a beautiful portrait, so congratulations as the sitter for Peter Wegner's painting as well, and thank you very much for joining us on the weekend show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Simon. Thanks for the call.
Guy Warren, who, as you heard there, was the sitter for this year's winning Archibald Prize portrait. That was by the Melbourne artist Peter Wegner, who unfortunately couldn't be there for the results, but was also very emotional in his Zoom acceptance.